Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men by Charge podcast. I'm Steve Hoare. Today is Monday, the 22nd of April. Hope you're doing well. I'm sure there's more of a smile on your face, given the Reds got the job done yesterday against Fulham, coming out 3-1 winners. Plenty more reactions. That is all very available here on this very podcast channel, also over on redmenplus.com as well. If you want to go and bask in that glory for a couple more days, yet Liverpool winning a Premier League game and scoring goals from open play. Oh, what a joyous day that was. In today's show, I've got a couple of news stories to touch upon. Might as well get straight into it, actually. I'll be honest, when I was doom scrolling Twitter or X or whatever we call it these days on my lunch break, Lewis Steele of the Mail, he's a Merseyside football reporter for the Mail, he did make me have a big panic. I saw the words Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk and injury in the same tweet or post or whatever we call it these days, and it stopped me in my tracks. But thankfully, according to Lewis, well, it's not the end of the world. I'll explain. Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk has played through the last two games with an injury, but fear not, it's only a dislocated finger. He suffered it in the first minute against Atalanta. Apparently his finger was pointing in the wrong direction. It could impact his gym work, but little else. It's the second time he's dislocated that finger. He did so in a challenge against Erling Haaland when playing for the Netherlands against Norway. The skipper is wearing protective gear to keep the finger straight for now. Yeah, so Lewis, first of all, if you're listening, thanks very much for nearly giving me a heart attack. But yeah, just want to keep an eye on Virgil van Dijk, dislocate a finger and all. I think we all saw it against Atalanta. The physios come on, had a little look at his hand, and it turns out, yeah, his finger was pretty much put in the wrong way, which is vile. Popped it back in and away he goes. He's a much more brave man than me, because when I dislocated my finger back in the day playing cricket, I very much went off. Now, granted, that was a game where you need to use your hands more, but yeah, I felt sick when I got my hand popped back into place. Virgil's a much stronger, tougher, manlier man than I am. But yeah, I'll be honest, Lewis, never do that again. Just ride Virgil van Dijk to go to this case finger, where he's absolutely fine. The wording terrified me. So I don't know, will that affect his general play? Obviously, I don't know. He can't grab all the people. It didn't look like it affected him too much on Sunday, but something to keep an eye on van Dijk, yeah. Dislocated finger, never really a nice one, but yeah, I must admit I panicked when I saw that one. Speaking of injury updates, before we speak about the transfer story on today's show, Liverpool, of course, do play Everton this midweek. Just an Everton injury update to keep you guys aware of. Maybe didn't watch the game against Nottingham Forest. Controversial game, as Nottingham Forest themselves later tweeted out. Everton striker Beto was knocked unconscious in injury time. A big clash of heads. I was watching the game, actually, it was a nasty one. You could tell straight away there was a lot of concern for him. He was stretched off with oxygen, taken to hospital. Beto has now left hospital after his medical investigations were clear, which is great news for Everton and for him, of course. Something to keep an eye on ahead of Wednesday, I guess. Given a player was knocked unconscious at the weekend, is this, I would guess, the concussion rules and protocols. I would be shocked if he is allowed to be in the Everton squad this week. That would be a surprise. I reference going back to Mohamed Salah and when he was knocked out against Newcastle, stretched off again, head injury, wasn't then allowed to play against Barcelona in the Champions League semi-final. when we were all desperate for him to feature, he wasn't allowed to do so. So just something to keep an eye on. Maybe they will be without Beto. Everton, now they've had striker woes all season. They've struggled to score goals, full stop. It's a reason, one of the main reasons, other than the points deductions, why they are where they are in the league table. Now Everton, again, Calvert-Lewin started the game at the weekend. He's yet to prove his real fitness and play 90 minutes. So definitely something to keep an eye on him. If Beto is unavailable, which he should be. I mean, if he is in the squad, then something's gone wrong. Now it's worth bearing in mind Dominic Calvert-Lewin, he went off in the second half for Beto. He suffered a hamstring injury. He got a little bit of treatment and then was taken off. Sean Dyche said that he took a bit of a whack to his knee. So again, something else to keep an eye on. Everton have got a couple of problems when it comes to their strikers, not only in the fact that they haven't been able to score goals, but now both of them are carrying injuries as well. Calvert-Lewin might be a little bit less serious, but Beto, yeah, I'd be shocked if he was part of the Everton team midweek, but we'll keep an eye on that one. Next up then, let's talk about the main story of today. Pete O'Rourke, the transfer correspondent for Footy Insider 24/7, reporting that Liverpool are interested in two Sporting defenders. Yes, according to his report, the Reds are interested in Gonçalo Inácio and Ousmane Diamande this summer. Now, of course, putting two and two together, links with Ruben Amorim and Liverpool, new manager needed. Maybe that's... is the basis of this one. Inácio's only 22, Diamande's 20, both playing regularly for Sporting at such a young age. They're about to win the title, having a great season under Amorim. And now they actually play in the back three, which is different to Liverpool, and actually continuing the Liverpool links. Sebastián Coates is the third member of that back three. According to reports, Liverpool are looking at both. Obviously, your thoughts turn straight to Ruben Amorim, and would he be interested in bringing some of his old players with him? If he does come to Liverpool, is he going to play a different formation, a different style? If he does, they use a three at the back almost exclusively for Sporting. Therefore, you might have to sign two new centre-backs. Obviously, Liverpool already have... And we'll leave Joel Matip out of this one now because he's going to be out of contract and I think he's just recovering from injury. Who knows where we're at with him. But Van Dijk, Konate, Quansah, Gomez as your four options. You still need two more. You need six. It feels a lot. So it maybe depends what the manager thinks of Gomez. Does he not think he's a centre-half? Does he think he's like a full-back? Or, you know, loads can change if it is... even if this is Amorim coming in. But I just worth something to keep an eye on. My guess would be it would be one or the other, Inácio or Diamande, and I would probably prefer Inácio, just going to know a little bit more about him. Also the fact that he won't go to AFCON every winter or every other winter, which always does my head in. So maybe that's something to keep an eye on as well. Inácio reportedly has a clause that he could be available for somewhere around the £40 million mark, the Portuguese international. So yeah, just something to keep an eye on there, of course. Liverpool have got plenty of centre-back options, but with new manager will come links to new players. It's worth taking everything with a pinch of salt. Not everything is always that straightforward, but we have seen other managers, of course, in the past go back to their old club. So something to keep an eye on. Next time you're watching Sporting, if you want to keep a closer eye because you think Ruben Amorim might be the new Liverpool manager, where he is currently the favourite to be so, just keep an eye on two of the three centre-backs. I mean, you can have a little watch of Seb Quartas if you want. I don't think we're signing him again. But Inácio and Diamande, keep an eye on them. Two very good young centre-halves, both of whom are seemingly on Liverpool's radar. Yeah, that is today's Red Men Bite Size podcast, guys. Thanks very much for listening. Like I mentioned earlier, plenty of other content available on this very feed or over on redmenplus.com right now. Looking back at the game, we'll have loads as Liverpool, as we preview rather, Liverpool's trip down the road to face Everton on Wednesday afternoon. You've got the Red Men Originals podcast here on this channel as well and over on redmenplus.com. Check out the Bias Football podcast with Paul and the gang, having a chat about that mad Nottingham Forest statement, Man United, the FA Cup, VAR and all that good stuff. That's all available for you over on Red Men Plus as well. That's it from me. Thanks for listening and I'll see you all later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.